Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 178 of the Big Boob Cast. It's April, everybody. Took a minute for April to arrive, but I'm so happy to say that she is here. We can all be grateful for that. On this episode of the podcast, Melanie and I are going to talk about all the exciting things that have happened in our lives over the course of the last week, like the times that we've been to the grocery store and the different things that we've cooked. It's kind of all we have at this minute. But we're also going to talk to our friend Karen Howell, who has one of our favorite Twitter accounts, because we thought, you know what? We're all home. You may be a little bit bored. Karen Howell will brighten your time at home and your time on social media. So we're going to talk to Karen some about midway through the episode. And more than anything, we just hope that you are safe and well, and that your family and your loved ones are safe and well, and that everybody's washing their hands and staying healthy. And remember, together we can get through anything. We're going to get through this. So we hope you're having a good week so far. And we thank you so much, as always, for being here. And we hope you enjoy episode 178. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We're still home. Still home.
We're still home. We're still home. Now, we had an outing on Saturday. We went to the ranch just to have a little outing because we just needed a change of scenery. So it's funny how I've never really been one to go to the ranch, but now it's like on Saturdays when Perry's like, I'm going to go to the ranch. You want to go? I'm like, yes, I do. I want to go. Like, it's just a change of scenery. We fished. I caught a perch that probably weighed 0.2 pounds.
Well done.
It was, I got in touch with nature. Piper and Maple got to run. And because that's a big thing, like, I didn't think about it. It's like, we're having to walk them on a leash right now because people are out everywhere, which is so good. But like, everybody's out. So used to, like, I could go down to our nature trails and just let them run because especially when kids were in school, like, it was empty enough to let them run. Well, now, I mean, there's people everywhere. And so, but it's good for them to get to go down to the ranch and they get to run and, you know, roam free, which they need.
Right. They were, I saw on your Instagram, they were doing some digging this past weekend.
Hey, listen, you've never seen two more optimistic dogs than I posted that on Instagram and people were like, do they ever get one? And I'm like, no, they never one time have gotten one. Like, it's just a dream. But I appreciated the way Mabel would like dig at that. It's like irrigation pipes and the mice go in there, and then she would like put her whole mouth around the end of that pipe like somehow she thought a mouse was maybe just going to go running into her mouth. So anyway, we did that, so it was good to have a little outing. And but other than that, yeah, we've pretty much just been here.
Yeah, we've pretty much just been here. Yesterday, you know, I have to go every day and walk and for my sanity. But yesterday, the trails where I walk, it was so crowded. Like, and listen, I get it. It's, you know,
yeah.
But it was so crowded. I ended up leaving because I was like, I cannot walk safely here. Yeah. You know, I mean, like it was like, essentially, it was like trying to walk to a football stadium. You know, it was that kind of like, there were just people everywhere. And so I was sad. So this morning I went early and I was delighted that it was nearly deserted. So that was good. I mean, everybody's trying to figure it out and everybody's trying to figure out a routine and how to get outside a little bit and how to, you know, break up the monotony of the days. I have decided I don't like the weekends. I don't like the weekends.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's part of why I was glad to go to the ranch, is because the weekends feel really strange to not have any change in your schedule.
It's not a relief from anything. Like, normally the weekends, like, oh, what are we going to do this weekend? Where are we, you know,
do y'all want to go out to eat? What do we want to do? Who do we want to get together with some people? And it's just like, it feels, I don't know. It's not a relief. It's,
yeah,
you can't do anything differently than you do during the week. And then for me, like during the weeks, at least, like this keeps me busy, you know, working on the podcast or working on book stuff or whatever. And then on the weekends, nobody's emailing you. Like nobody's, yeah. It's yeah. just, I don't know. It's strange. So
yeah, it's strange. I feel like, I mean, I baked a cake. I feel like every day I'm like, what do y'all want me to bake today? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I've got to stop. Like I've got to, there's a couple of things that bad habits. Number one, I'm baking cookies and cakes or something all the time right now. And then number two, I bought this giant grab size bag, like with the Ziploc on top of M&Ms, like plain M&Ms, because I was going to use it to make monster cookies. And now like, I think like a handful of M&Ms every time I walk through the kitchen is like a normal thing. Like
they're so
this
delicious.
Morning I like got up. And before I like made my coffee, I grabbed a handful of like, I was like, well, these are my breakfast M&Ms. And I'm like, mm-hmm. that's not good. Like, that's not good for anybody right now.
Have you put on any pants that button?
Well, I did when we went to the ranch on Saturday, cause I wore jeans. Okay. So I did, that was my first day, but I very deliberately put on like these gray jeans that I have that are more like jeggings. They just happen to have a button.
Okay.
So I don't know that I want to know about a real pair of jeans right now. I feel like it would hurt my feelings, and I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
That's right.
Along with the coronavirus.
I'm just trying to stay positive. I think I'm going to try my jeans on this afternoon. Like, I mean, at this point, it's been two and a half weeks. Is that right? Is that how long we've been home? No.
Yeah. I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What is math?
It all runs together.
Know.
You've been home 52 weeks is what you're wondering.
So I thought I need to put on, I just need to make sure like I'm not headed in a bad direction. You know, I just need to make sure. So I'm going to take a shower later on this afternoon. Okay. And then I'm going to try on jeans. I'm going to see if we're still okay. So,
okay,
but then I don't know if I'm not, I don't know what to do because I mean, it's like Travis said at some point this week on Twitter, he was like, well, it's 8:00. Like, it's,
yeah, that's it. And then I'm like, what do I need to do if I'm not going to eat? And I'm like, maybe if I take a nap, I'll quit eating, you know? And I'm like, that's not really good either. Like that's not a good solution.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's something else.
It's terrible. Yeah, but I will say that Perry went, so he ran up to, because he's been riding his bike every day, and he ran up to our bike store, I don't know, sometime last week to get his tire aired up. Mm-hmm. And they told him that they've got like 200 bikes on back order right now because so many people are coming in and buying bicycles.
So here's really, like, if we're going to look at the bright side of this situation, which... Mm-hmm. It feels like it's harder and harder to do every day because it's a bleak situation. But I mean, you think about the bike shops and people wanting to buy bicycles, and the amount of families I saw together yesterday at the park. Or there's something to all that that's hopeful to me. Like,
like
even in the midst of the bleakness and the darkness, there is something that's being repaired. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Uh-huh. I agree. I mean, I think if you choose to, I mean, I think families have never spent more time together.
Uh-huh.
And which I think is good. And I think that we're spending time outside because it's the whole, I mean, we've laughed, like we've lived in our house for 22 years and we're like, we've seen neighbors and dogs and people that we have never seen before. But I think it's because everybody's so desperate to get outside. And so I think where you used to come home and spend your downtime being on your phone or your device, well, now you've been on your phone and device all day long. So you're like, I need to do something else. And so, I mean, like today is a big day for me because I'm going to the grocery store later, which is going to be my one outing of the week. And then I've got to go drop off a package at UPS, because I have two Anthropology things to return. And you know, that's the extent of my outing. So then I'm also going to take a walk because I need to get out again. Like I can't just stay in the walls of my house.
Yeah, I can't either. And I just, you know, I feel like I didn't even know it about myself. Like I didn't even know how much I would need. I mean, I know my personality needs outside, but I mean, I did not know. It is like a lifeline at this point. It is significant.
Well, because never had, you think we've never had this where we've just been home. I mean, nobody's ever had this, like where you're home and you're not sick and you feel good, but you can't go anywhere or do anything or make any plans.
Now, did I send you the article that was about the Gen Xers and how we were made for this time? I mean, I sent it to my college friends, and my friend Katie was like, this is encouraging, because mm-hmm. we get credit for nothing, and maybe rightfully so, but like, you're Gen Xers, this is our time to shine. Here's why. We like to follow the rules, by and large. Like, we're not big authority challengers, as a general rule. We are people who grew up, like, learning to immerse ourselves in media in order, like, kind of the first generation, I think, that really was just like, if it's on, I'll watch it, whatever. That's never been a pro before. Mm-hmm. Like, that's never really been a strength, but it is now.
Yeah, we're used to being neglected. Nobody pays attention to us. We got home, we were the first generation of latch kids. I mean, and I was that kid. I remember I had my key around my neck, and I would let myself in, and I would watch Brady Bunch reruns and eat a bowl of Frosted Flakes, and that was my afternoon.
So, you know? When they said, like, we would watch anything, we didn't care if it was Old I Dream of Jeannie and Bewitched and Brady Bunch, and that is the truth. That's what I watched in the afternoons. Yeah. Father Knows Best, whatever. You serve it up. I will receive it. and we do, but I think because we grew up with grandparents who belonged to the greatest generation, mm-hmm. so we heard those stories, and so we will get on board. Like, we will get on. If there is some sort of nationwide effort, we're with you. We're not going to rock the boat. We're not going to look for the conspiracy. Nope. We're going to get in it and tend to that thing.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I feel like it's been kind of a sweet little thing, because when I read that article, I was like, oh, this is totally me. Like, you know?
Yeah. And we're just like, where's the box of Pop-Tarts in the trick cereal? Yeah. And we're good to go.
We're good to go. If we've got cereal and Pop-Tarts, we're fine.
Yeah. That's all you need.
That's all you need. I thought yesterday, I can't remember. Was I talking? I don't remember who I was talking to about the things that you have kind of realized that you can't live without for whatever reason. Mm-hmm, oh, it was in a group text with my college friends, and they were saying like different things. And here's what I realized about myself. I apparently have some scarcity issues when it comes to cheese.
Okay.
like if there's one thing that every time I've been to the grocery store since we've been in the middle of this, I'm going to buy cheese. Mm-hmm. Like, we may not have meat, but we will have cheese.
Well, you don't want to run out of cheese. I mean, it's basically it's a side dish for pretty much everything that you're going to make.
It is. So what's your thing that you like, that you have found yourself going every time you go? That's
what I grab.
I
think cheese would fall under cheese and butter or mine. Like, every time I'm worried about our butter, I feel like we've been drinking more milk since we've been, but I think it's because Caroline is up to maybe 3 bowls of Frosted Flakes a day. So I feel like we're going through our milk a lot faster. That's been one. And then just general, like, snack foods. Like, I just need to know that I've got snacks on hand.
Yeah, that's me. I don't care as much about the meals, but I need to know that there are snacks. Which is, again, Gen Xer, I feel like, through and through.
Yeah, but I feel like my go-to snacks, cheese and crackers, chips and salsa. I ordered in some Torchy's queso and avocado salsa last week, and that just was like, gave me life to eat that. So it's just, that's the kind of stuff that I feel like those are my go-tos. And then something sweet, but that has been a new thing for me, where I used to be able to bake and it wasn't, but now I would only bake once every couple of weeks, but now I do it just kind of out of like, well, here's something to do. I can bake a cake.
David asked me yesterday, he was like, why don't you get the blocks of cheese and then you could grate them in the food processor, and that would be something else to do. And I thought, well, all right, sure. That's what it's come to.
I can't right now. I've got to grate my cheese. I wish I could. I got to grate my cheese right now.
Hey, y'all. A quick break in the podcast to talk to you about Magic Spoon,
I don't know about y'all, but this is quite a time to try to manage your carb and sugar intake. We're home so much, and the carby things and the sweet things sound so delicious all the time. But Magic Spoon can come in really handy in the middle of all that. Magic Spoon is a cereal that has 0 grams of sugar, 12 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. It comes in 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. So a lot of the flavors of our childhoods. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. So that's pretty impressive. All in all, it is just a better cereal option, especially right now when things that are carby and sugary are so attractive. Caroline loves Magic Spoon. I've mentioned that before, but I think especially if you are trying to cut down on your carbs and your sugar and your unhealthy food right now, if you are trying to play it smart when we are a little more confined than we normally are, this is such a great option. So if you would like to try Magic Spoon, go to magicspoon.com/bigboo to get a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code BIGBOO at checkout to get free shipping. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product. It's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/BIGBOO and use the code BIGBOO for free shipping. Thanks, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Alrighty, back to 178.
Okay, so we're going to talk in just a little bit about diversions, but before we get into that, we wanted to talk to one of our favorite diversions on Twitter.
That's right.
And that is Karen Howell, who is just a delight and a joy on Twitter. And we have mentioned her Twitter account several times at various points on the podcast, but she's such a great person to follow because she is hilarious. And yeah. She is refreshing in her ability to stay focused on just what is funny in the moment. So we are so happy to have her with us today.
Okay, here we are.
Here we are. So we thought it would just be fun because all we have to talk about right now are diversions, right? Like that's all we've got.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, we have the Lord, but besides the Lord, we really just have diversions.
Yes.
So since you're one of our favorite Twitter diversions, we thought it would be fun to talk about your skill at diverting us and entertaining us.
Well, it is really surreal to talk to y'all right now, because if I forget to talk, it's because I've just assumed I'm listening to an episode. So,
well, you got a firsthand look just now at the professional level of production that we have and how smoothly that runs. So that's
You got it going. I'm a little sweatier than I was 5 minutes ago, but it's going.
Yeah. Well, we're used to this. It's not working. And then my internet even went down. You missed that whole thing where I was like, well, now my internet's not even working. So,
and the reason why Melanie's internet's not working is because Caroline's home doing remote learning, and she's on the internet, and you can't have 2 shankles on the internet at once. It'll all go south.
No, and I think we have 3, because I think Perry's actually on the internet right now too. So we're loading up. AT&T is working hard right now. That little mouse on a wheel is like furiously running.
Hey, so Perry's home, huh?
Yeah, he's home. Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, goodness. Okay, so Karen, if I feel like most of the people who listen to our little podcast are well familiar with you because we have talked about you several times. But just in case somebody is not, how did you build your little corner of the Twitter world? Do you feel like, was it deliberate?
Not really. I don't think I got on in like 2009, I think. And then slowly, a few people with a lot of followers, I would respond to them. And so eventually a few of them started following me and then would retweet stuff, mostly sports stuff.
Yes.
So that, and then just a couple of big tweets here and there that, and when y'all mentioned me on your show the first time, I think that might have added like maybe 600 or 700 people. So y'all are quite the influence.
Oh, well, you know,
We really are out here influencing tens of people on a regular basis.
We are. I just am so delighted to be associated with the term influencer. I It makes me feel like I need to go contour my cheekbones and maybe put on a hat or something. I think that feels like the right move.
Did y'all see that meme that said quarantine day 14, everyone thinks they're an influencer?
Listen, I thought last night, I thought Instagram Live's going to go live. It's what's going to happen. Like, it's all, it's going to fold in on itself. I was just trying to scroll through Instagram, and the number of individuals who were going live, like, I was like, oh my, this is, if I were trying to keep up with it at all, it would be impossible to keep up with it all.
But, well, and I saw a thing about Garth and Trisha are maybe going to do another live show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on Wednesday night they're doing a CBS. It's on CBS. They're doing a live show. It looks like this Wednesday.
CBS was like, we need that March Madness money made up somewhere.
That's exactly right. Everybody's like, what can we do for entertainment? Call Garth and Trisha. I hear they're broadcasting out of their house. I mean, it's, you know, any kind of thing that we can get, because it really does feel like. So here's what I need to know, Karen, because we have similar TV taste. Is so what are you watching right now? I know you gave us your whole list, but like, what are you personally watching right now?
Right.
Ozarks is what I've watched. Okay. Or Ozark, I don't know if there's an S on there.
My mother-in-law would put an S on there. She would say that. She would call it the Ozarks. I'm watching the Ozarks.
Whatever it's called. I'm on the third season of that, and it's pretty good. But I was at my mom's this weekend, and she does not watch it. So I was having to sprinkle it in when I could. Okay. But have y'all watched Tiger King?
No.
Not yet.
Do you know what I'm talking
about? Because I'm waiting on Perry. Yes, you know about Tiger King. So.
Oh, yeah, I know about Tiger King. I just haven't watched it yet. I want to. I also want to watch Ozark. I almost started it Saturday, and then I thought, no, like, not yet. So, but I for sure want to watch both of those things.
Yeah, I considered powering through Ozark last night, and then I thought that's kind of a downer way to start my week, because it's not the most uplifting show.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, come on.
But Tiger King is, did y'all listen to S-Town?
Yes.
I did not.
Well, Sophie will get this description when she watches it, because it's like S-Town in the sense that you have no clue where it's going next. Mm-hmm. But just when you think it can't get crazier and more redneck, it gets crazier and more redneck with fewer teeth and more meth. It is a roller coaster. One of my brother's friends asked this weekend if she should watch it. And I said, yes, you should watch it, because everyone else is watching it and we're all at home with nothing to do and talking about it. If for no other reason than to get all of the memes and appreciate all the memes.
Okay.
I'm ready. I've been trying to wait on Perry, because Gully, my best friend, started watching it, and she told me, she said, it's not meant to necessarily be watched alone, because number one, it might make you feel dirty. And number two, she said, you need to look at somebody and go, did I just hear that right? Like, did I just hear what they said? She was like, you really need man. That.
Those are good words of wisdom there.
Okay. I feel like it may be I would feel like I would like to watch it with Perry too. Like, I feel like I would like Perry's reactions. And I don't even know that much about it, except that I feel like it's a show that I would want to be in the same room with Perry when he was watching it.
Well, somebody said on Twitter that it was that when you know that it's an interesting show when the most rational person is the woman who had her arm bitten off by a tiger and went to work 2 days later.
I can't. Okay. It'll be interesting to see that, because Perry is funny, because he'll either be all in and we'll watch the whole thing in one night, or he's going to watch half. See, and I don't know which way he's going to go, because he could watch half of an episode and go, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And then like he turns it off just on principle.
Right.
Alone.
Yeah. I think you might have to guard against that. The first episode is not the most impressive. Really, I think you get pulled in with the second.
Okay.
The second is where you start getting pulled in.
Okay. That's a good word, Karen. That's a good word.
Hey, y'all. It's me, all by myself in the middle of the episode to talk to you about yoga sleep. As you know, Melanie and I are obsessive sleepers. Melanie has a very specific pillow arrangement that is crucial to a good night's sleep for her. I have a whole order of events that I like to follow, including a little bit of time to read before I go to sleep. And we're both huge fans of white noise when we sleep, which is why I'm so delighted to tell you about Yoga Sleep. They have been making products for sleep for over 50 years, and they actually invented the Dom, which is the very first white noise machine. They know how to make trusted sleep products that work. And white noise is actually a natural approach to better sleep and relaxation, which has been super helpful, I know, for me. Yoga Sleep makes sound machines for home, travel, and baby. They actually started in 1962 when their founder invented the original sound conditioner with a real fan inside. And this brand has been beloved by millions ever since. Their products are backed by a 101-night promise, meaning you can try them risk-free. And many of their sound machines are assembled at their North Carolina-based headquarters. Their team even hand signs the quality control stickers on the bottom, which is kind of cool. Yoga Sleep also makes other quality sleep products. And I think that if you are going through a season where it is difficult for you to sleep or it's difficult for your children to sleep, this product could be a real comfort and help to you. So if you would like to try one of the original Doms or one of Yoga Sleep's other products, you go to yogasleep.com/bigboo and you can save an exclusive 20% off a sound machine for natural sleep for the whole family. That is yogasleep.com/bigboo to get 20% off. yogasleep.com/bigboo. Here we go, back to 178. Oh my word. Okay, so Tiger King, is there the Ozark, is there anything else that you feel like is necessary during this time?
I think Little Fires Everywhere. Melanie mentioned that last week. I've only watched one episode, but I think that's going to be a good one to watch.
Yeah, it is totally sucked me in. Like, I'm living for, because I'm all caught up now, and so the new episodes are coming out on Wednesday, so I can't. And that was, I was talking to two of my friends that are watching it, and they read the book and they said, oh, the crazy hasn't even begun yet, like it hasn't. And I'm watching every episode like, oh my gosh, what's about to happen? And they said, oh, just wait. So
yeah,
so I can't wait.
Reese is making me a little uncomfortable. In a good way.
Yeah. Yes. But nobody plays that role better than Reese. Like, she can be so uptight. Like, and I speculate it's because she grew up in Nashville and went to like a very upper middle class private school. So like, she knows that person and she could have grown up to be that person. And so she knows how to play that person.
Yeah. I went to hear Sophie. Did you go hear her when she came through Birmingham on her book tour?
I did not.
I went that night, and she said that when she was in high school and they took senior portraits, the photographer sent home an order form and you could check a box to have an oil painting done of your portrait. And she said that her mom ordered it and that it's still in her dining room. Okay. So yeah.
Uh-huh. There you go. Okay. That's commitment. I don't even order school pictures these days, much less an oil painting.
An oil painting. My goodness. Okay. So I haven't started watching that either. Y'all, I've had a hard time watching stuff. Like, I feel like I just can't, my attention span is not good right now. So I've had a hard time kind of committing to a show, but I'm going to try to do better this week. That's going to be one of my personal goals.
Have you watched any movies?
No, I haven't watched anything except for I've watched Hometown. That's the only thing I've watched on HGTV.
Yeah.
And then that's not true. I did watch the first couple of episodes of Making the Cut, the new, the Tim Gunn.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
And
I watched that too.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I liked it.
Yeah. I thought it was an interesting twist that they don't like save the elimination for the end.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was interesting. And I don't know if you know this, Karen, but the woman who is the executive producer of that show is from Meridian.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
And so I always have this little hometown thing when I watch it where I'm like, well, just look at Sarah Ray, you know, like, that, and I think it's interesting. I love Tim Gunn. I'm so happy to see him again. It was like running into an old friend. I felt like when he popped up on my TV screen again.
Yeah,
it was good.
We all needed that.
We did. Okay, so just a quick question about the process, Karen, I feel like the process is really high level and demanding for you on Twitter during football season. So do you have drafts? Like, do you have a folder somewhere with like just some GIFs you want to get to eventually? Like, you're just waiting for the right moment to pull it out? Or is it all spur of the moment? Like, you something happens, you get the GIF, you write the tweet, and you post it?
It's usually that if I've used the GIF or GIF, whatever we're gonna call it, and or the video, if I've used it before in a tweet, then I usually will remember what I said in that tweet, and so I'll just do a search for my handle and those keywords that I think I said in the tweet.
Oh gosh.
And that's usually how I find it. But sometimes, like, if there's a game that's really exciting, like, I don't know, maybe LSU versus A&M, mm-hmm. where they go into 750.
Yes. Yes.
Then I'll start thinking, like, okay, this is going to end, and I might have a drafts folder there depending on which way the game ultimately goes, because okay. as Melanie knows, that one switched back and forth quite a few times.
It did. It did. That stressed us out. I was too stressed to be on the Twitter being funny in that moment. Mm-hmm. It's like the more emotionally invested I am, usually the quieter I have to be on Twitter. It's right. usually when I'm watching other stressful games for other people that I feel like I do my best work.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
like
yes.
that's when I'm not as emotionally involved.
Melanie has some exciting news, Karen, that I think she probably would share What's with you that? At this juncture.
Listen. Okay. So yesterday I woke up yesterday morning and I was looking on Twitter and I just looked at my notifications to see what I had. And I got a notification that Coach Ed Ogeron is now following me on Twitter.
Shut up.
I don't know.
What did you do?
I don't know. I looked back. I haven't done anything. I don't know what I've done. I don't
I need
know
to
why.
Know so that I can do it.
I don't know what happened. And now I'm like, I had zero chill about it. I immediately sent a screenshot of it to Sophie because I'm like, what happened? Like, I don't know. It wasn't football season. I really haven't even been tweeting that much. Like, I don't know why he decided to follow me.
You think he read
me.
On the bright side?
Well, I mean, probably. I mean,
probably more likely Piper and Mabel.
I wonder if somebody he knows or some family member of his mentioned that there was a woman from San Antonio on the internet who was obsessed with him. Like, yeah. you know, like if maybe he got word of mouth, maybe. I don't know. But like.
Because we talked about him so much on the podcast, so part of me thought you were going to say that he had started following you too, because I feel like we have talked about how happy we are for him, what a good fit he is at LSU. Listen, I'd love to have him on the podcast.
I
don't know, it's just kind of interesting. So I don't know, Coach O,
just
but
an
if
idea,
you're listening,
but
we'd love to have you on the podcast, talk about football and or the lack thereof. Y'all, I'm going to tell you that the thing from this whole thing that about put me in the bed was it Friday night when Kirk Herbstreit said that he didn't see how college football season could happen?
Oh yeah.
I can't think about it. I can't even think about it. And I was like, Kirk, we're a long way out, bud. You need to quit speculating. I need you to not say that right now.
I know. I'm having to look at it as follow your example from your wonderful, hilarious book, On the Bright Side. And every time something that's awesome gets canceled, like the Olympics or college baseball, I try to think of other things I'm thankful that it also got canceled, like junior league meeting in April and a thing I was supposed to go to speak on a panel. Like, no matter how small it is, at least there's that little silver lining of I don't have to go to sit in a junior league meeting.
That's right.
This month.
Uh-huh. That's good. I like that, Karen. I like that bright side. I see you finding the bright side. It's funny because I think when we had Travis on last week, he said something that has really stuck with me because I was like, this kind of sums me up. Is it's not so much the day-to-day that's hard for me right now, but it is what he said is hardest on him. And I thought this resonated with me the more I've thought about it. It's not having something on the calendar to look forward to. Like,
yes.
That to me is the hard thing to not. And I think that's why when Kirk Herbstreit said that about college football, I was like, oh no, I feel like college football is kind of what's getting me mm-hmm. going right now. Is like, that's motivating me. Like if I stay home, I'll be able to continue to have big expectations for Aggie football that will be dashed probably by mid-October. But that's such a way of life for me that I don't want to think about that going away.
I know. Well, I'm a huge fan of the Olympics. And
yes.
I was a little nervous because I've got my family reunion only happens every 3 years. My dad is one of 11. And so it's kind of to get everybody together, you can't do it every year. So it was going to be timed during the Olympics. And so, again, the bright side, I was like, well, if the Olympics get moved, at least I'll be able to focus on my family at the family reunion.
Oh.
And now the family reunion might get moved. So, yeah.
Yeah, my daddy said the other night, we have a family reunion every June. And most of the time it's in Bay Springs. You know where Bay Springs is, Karen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And So he said the other night, he was like, I don't know about the family reunion this year. And I thought, if my daddy is saying he does not know about a family reunion in June, we can all sit up and maybe, you know, take heed, just because he is not one to back off of a plan. Like, you know, if he, mm-hmm. if he plans it, he does not like a canceled plan, unlike his younger daughter. So,
well, I mean, the problem with family reunions is like, it's an older group of people. So yeah. the last thing you want to do is get an older group of people and, you know, have something bad happen.
So, yeah. I don't know. Melanie and I have some plans for July. I don't want to get messed up either. But no. we'll just have to sit in it and see, I guess.
We're just going to have to see. I know the Olympics made me sad because I've always known, like, since this is a weird look into my brain, but I've always known since the last Summer Olympics that I knew that the next Summer Olympics were going to be the summer before Caroline's senior year in high school. And so I felt like that was going to be such a family time for us to all sit around and watch the Olympics, and it was going to be before she started her senior year, which now, I mean, listen, the bright side is we're getting lots of family time not watching the Olympics. So it still has happened in a way just very different than what I imagined it looking like.
Yeah, well, I think that y'all should maybe do a Tiger King podcast episode, and that could be an excuse to call in Ed Orgeron, your Twitter best friend.
That's it.
Now, I feel like he might know a thing or two.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I bet so.
That sounds like a plan.
I bet so. Yeah.
Well, Karen, thanks for making us laugh all the time. Like, I really do. When something memorable happens, it's like that Florida game 2 years ago where they cut to Steve Spurrier in the press box. And my first thought was, oh, what's Karen going to say? Like when something memorable happens, I can't wait to see what you have to say about it. So thanks for making us laugh.
Yeah. Well, I'm a huge fan of y'all's. So I very much enjoyed talking to you.
Well, we've loved it. And you really are like, it's, I feel like I would have gotten off Twitter probably 6 months ago, if not for you and college football. Like that really is. Cause I'm like, I'm not interested in anybody's opinion on Twitter, but I'm really interested in laughing on Twitter, and you do that so well. So you're a bright side for us, Karen.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Hello. This is the last quick break in the podcast, and I want to talk to you about OpenFit. Y'all, we're home. We've been home for a while now. And I know that while we're at home, some of us are working on side hustles. Some of us are watching a whole lot of television. Some of us are obsessively cleaning out closets and drawers and whatnot. And so you may think, well, I don't even know how working out fits into this. But I'm going to tell you, one of the things that I realized after about 24 hours at home was that without some way to exert my physical body, my mind was going to not be so happy and so healthy. So that's why I'm so excited to tell y'all about OpenFit. It takes all the complexity out of trying to figure out a way to stay fit at this current time. It's a new fitness streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. And OpenFit offers 350 brand new live workouts every week. You can choose from bar and Pilates classes. You can do cardio, you can do strength training, yoga, even guided walking and running sessions if you want to get outside. All you need is your phone and a pair of earphones. Every Monday, OpenFit launches a new 3-week live challenge. It's a different workout every day for 3 weeks, and you can even connect with your trainer and classmates using OpenFit's live chat tool. It's really something. And for me, on days when it rains and it's harder for me to get outside and walk, OpenFit is such a great option. The extend bar classes are really fun and hard, and I think that it's such a good way for us to keep our bodies moving when we are a little bit more confined than we would normally be. Also, OpenFit is affordable and accessible. I know some places here in Birmingham only sell classes as a package, and it's hard to make it to every class, but OpenFit brings those classes to you anytime, anywhere. So for all these reasons, I'm so happy to tell you that right now during the OpenFit 14-day challenge, our Big B listeners get a special extended 14-day free trial membership to OpenFit. And all you have to do is text Big B to 50 50 50 50 50. Get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts, all the nutrition information, totally free for 14 days. So all you have to do is text Big Boo, capital B-I-G, capital B-O-O, to 50 50 50. Standard message and data rates may apply. All right, here we go with the last part of 178. Okay, so after hearing from Karen, she mentioned some things that I have not watched yet. So I was just curious. We asked her what her diversions have been. Have you fallen into anything over the course of these weeks?
Mine are really all shows, I feel like, for the most part. So like I said, we said, I haven't watched Tiger King yet. That's coming. Mm-hmm. Schitt's Creek, I'm loving, and I think I may start rewatching again. Okay. Just because there's only two episodes left, but it's funny and it's heartwarming, and so it's one of those. Little Fires Everywhere, of course, has been one of mine. Outlander has new episodes right now, so that's been one of mine. I really haven't read very much, which I thought I would do more of, but I think I do better with, like, concentration wise, mm-hmm. just watching something. A lot of Instagram stories, like, yeah. watching a lot of, and there's so many. I mean, there's so many right now.
There's so many.
Because we're all home, and mm-hmm. so I feel like everybody's got a story. But it's been funny for me to watch all my fashion blogger people that I follow. Everybody's really having to figure this out, because some people to me are still doing, like, so here's a really pretty dress, and I'm like, I don't know when I'm gonna wear a dress again. Right. I'm not even tempted to buy that dress, like, whereas before there was always that, well, maybe I'll get it because I may have something. And now I'm like, no, I have nothing on my calendar.
Right.
So I do feel like I've seen a big transition to a lot of people being like, so here's a pair of joggers from Amazon, you know, like, here's,
well, what here's are the, what the are, here's pants. A question. What are the fashion bloggers going to do when, as they get farther and farther away from that last fresh set of highlights? You know, well, what I mean? We're going to have a lot of hats.
It's a real thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a real thing. I've never been more glad that I thought, you know, I mean, we laugh about how I don't really believe in natural beauty, but I will say, I really don't get my nails done. I have my real eyelashes. I don't get extensions. Mm-hmm. I mean, my pedicure I can do myself. That's not the end of the world. But like, my roots are really my only big problem source right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually more low maintenance than I would have realized that I was, but I'm not having to figure out how to, like, do my acrylics or anything like that. But it'll be interesting to see. I have seen a lot of, I saw Jamie Golden yesterday. I have seen a lot of hairdressers are apparently dropping off root kits for people.
Yeah.
To do their own roots.
Yeah. I'm about there. I mean, like, I'm about to reach out to Carla and, like, how can we handle the situation? I have an appointment. Well, I'm supposed to have an appointment next Wednesday, which obviously that's not going to happen. And today when I was driving back from walking, I looked at myself in the rearview mirror and I was like, oh, sister.
Yeah.
You look like a country music star from the 80s. You know, yeah. Like, like when blonde, so I'm going to have to, figure that out.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you... Okay, so I'm curious about your roots. So when your roots, do they come in dark or do they come in gray or both?
So my roots come in dark. There will be gray in there, but it kind of blends into the blonde. But and they don't come in, I mean, honestly, I get my hair highlighted every 6 weeks. So I don't see them a lot. You know what I mean? Like, it's just that I did not wash my hair yesterday, and so it just today it's a little dirty. You know, you can really see it. I'm hoping that once I get in there today and I wash it, it'll brighten up a bit. But and if I let it go, it would just be a dark blonde. You know, if it just grew all the way out. But I don't really want to do that. That is not necessarily my preference. So we'll see what it does.
Yes, I know. I got, which I have had good luck with. So when I was at Target last week, I ran in there to get some stuff and I got, it was a John Frieda. And it's like, I've learned that with my highlights, I do really well if I'll get like a blue based or a violet based shampoo.
Yes.
Cause that really tones down the brassiness of my highlights. Right. Cause they start to kind of get real. So I've done that. And then I saw that, Jamie at Family Savvy, that her hairdresser had recommended that she do this Kristen S gloss.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of help with hers, which I haven't tried that yet, but I'm debating that. But see, mine come in gray. So like right now I've got about a eighth of an inch of gray that's easing in. So really I could like some sort of
home kit, but that I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to try my best to stay away from a home kit in terms of just because of the damage I've done to my hair before. But I did think like I got my nails done probably the weekend before they told us we had to stay home. And so I've got, I mean, they're real bad right now. Real bad. And so, but that's fine. I mean, when I can peel the gel off and I'll be fine. I don't care that much about that, but
yeah,
the hair thing is, I may have some unintentional ombre happening, before here too long, you know, like where it's, it's darker on top and lighter on the ends.
Yeah. I mean, it is that whole thing that it'll be interesting to see, because I'm like, those fashion bloggers are serious about their nails, their eyelash extensions, all their stuff. And it's like, what do we do now, girls? What happens now?
That's right. Yeah. What are we going to, how are you going to influence us? What you got?
Yeah. Well, because the clothes, I've wondered, because I'm like, I just, you know, and maybe there are people who stress buy or whatever, but like I will honestly say for the first time in my adult life, I have not been tempted to buy one thing, like clothing-wise.
Apparently, listen. Somebody was delivering something.
Oh.
And she's got all three of us here.
Oh, with an axe. Like somebody was with an axe at your door. I mean, what on earth?
Listen, David just told her she had to go in timeout. She had to go. Yeah. She had to go into our room with him.
Yeah.
So to try to calm down.
Hazel is really going to be the person that I'm worried about the most when all this is over.
Hazel.
I mean, Hazel's living her best life right now. And I think Hazel's going to go into a deep depression once we can all get out of our house.
I know. Well, Hazel doesn't like for, clearly she's got us all three here. She doesn't like anything to disrupt that.
No.
As evidenced by whatever was just happening. I think Costco was delivering our coffee, I think is what that was. So David ordered a couple of boxes of our preferred Neiman K-Cups. So I don't know.
What are your distractions? What are you doing?
I feel like because my attention span is so weird right now. Now I am reading a book. I'm reading a book called Leaving Church that is by Barbara Brown Taylor. And it's really beautifully written. It's kind of like if Mitford were nonfiction, you know what I mean? Like it's, or if Mitford were autobiographical, it's really beautifully written. So I've been reading that at night just to kind of wind down a little bit from all the stress of the day. But I just have kind of been watching a lot of like YouTube and clips and Instagram and all that kind of stuff, or whoever has decided to go live, whoever has decided to do a concert from their living room. So I love, like, I've watched a ton of Leigh Ann Morgan's comedy stuff on YouTube. She makes me laugh.
She's hilarious.
Ben Rector's covers I love.
Mm-hmm.
And then our good friends Garth and Trisha, you know.
Yes.
But
yes, they're the gift that keeps giving.
They really are. But I mean, I feel like I just sort of surf around. I feel like I'm kind of aimless. I don't know. It's been weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of same. I think that's why Instagram stories have really filled a void for me, because they're short and you can you can click through anything you don't care about watching. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't require much of an attention span, and there'll be stuff that makes me laugh. I love, now our friend Bethany Bordeaux has been doing nightly hymns.
Yes.
And I find those very soothing. Those help me wind down. And you can go back and watch all of them. So I've really enjoyed those.
That's kind of like this Barbara Brown Taylor book. It's the same kind of thing. It's soothing, you know, like I really can't watch the news except like, I just kind of get an update in the morning and then I'll get an update late in the afternoon, but I can't keep that on all day or listen.
No.
Oh,
no, no. I mean, I know it will not shock you to know that I've hardly watched the news at all. So I just, you know, just somebody let me know when I can leave my house. That's right. All I need to know.
Right.
Somebody let me know.
So I watch just enough to kind of keep up. But again, I still prefer to read the newspaper. The stories in the newspaper, I enjoy, you know, just there's a little bit more human interest there. But by and large, it has been a struggle for me. Like I look at Netflix and I'm like, I need to watch something. And it's like, I just can't muster the mm-hmm. attention or the energy. So, but I'm going to do better because apparently there's some stuff I need to see.
Yeah, there is some stuff. And I mean, we've been watching Perry and I before he goes to bed, which we may start Tiger King at some point. I'm sure we will. But we've been watching 30 Rock. And like I have been, that also is very soothing to me. To just, it's familiar. I can play Best Fiends at the same time.
Oh.
You know, it's a good diversion. It makes me laugh. It's in a world where things were just totally different just mm-hmm. 10 years ago. So anyway, that has been that's been a good diversion for me. So there you have it. All right. Well, everybody, take care till we see you again.
Yeah. Hang in there, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, hang in there.
God bless you, all you people with small children who need you to help them with their remote learning.
Yeah, can't even. No, I'm going to tell you, I don't know what's happening here. I'm just assuming that we've got remote learning happening.
Yeah, so that's what Alex said. So. Yeah, he got up at 8:30 this morning and he said his goal was the way we're doing it is they get all their assignments on Monday and then everything's due Thursday afternoon at 3:00.
And then there's no
new work on Friday. That way all your type A people aren't getting the next week's assignments and like blowing through them. And so he said his goal is to get everything done today and tomorrow. And then that way he frees up his Wednesday and Thursday, which is fine with me. I mean, that's great. Yeah.
That's a good strategy. Okay. Caroline would like that strategy better. She doesn't like the day to day.
Yeah. And then the teachers have office hours, so everybody has like a Zoom call, you know, code. And so you can call in if you have questions and conference with people. But other than that, you know, it's independent. And so I don't know. It's going to be good.
Okay. Good luck, everybody.
Good luck, everybody. And we will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Be disrespectful, or certainly I don't want to be ageist, but isn't Marlena about 77 at this point?
Look, I haven't looked really close, but she looks as good as she did when she was possessed, so
she made a deal with the devil. Maybe that's the
she did.
Mm-hmm. I don't know of a higher compliment you could pay a person that they looked as good as they did when they were possessed.
In 1996.
Okay, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Still here.
Is Karen still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm trying to hang up.
Okay. There we go. Okay.